Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. How are you doing, Keith?
Well, we couldn't record yesterday because I got sick, and I figured out what made me sick. It's seeing the cover of Women's Health and Hillary Duff's body, and don't call it the body issue if the whole thing's photoshopped, especially on a magazine like Women's Health.
What is the body issue?
That's when you finally talk about how you're confident in your own skin.
Because she was naked, so she's confident.
She's naked, but she's obviously covering her tits in her privates, but
that's pretty naked.
But nothing's real. There's not a line. There's not a freckle. In fact, the only thing that's here is tattoos.
Her tattoo.
But because that's not airbrushed or it's put on after the fact, it's in 3D, all her tattoos. Leave a freckle. Leave a line. There has to be. Your body bends, Hillary Duff.
It's not her fault.
It's just funny. But then you have to do articles about it and be like, oh, thank you for the photo. That's when you look like an asshole. Even if it's not your fault, that's when you look like the asshole. Oh, you're getting older now at age 34. Any concerns about your body? Yeah, honestly, no. I'm so confident. I am too. If Annie Leibovitz is my fucking neighbor, you know, sure. If you could just cover me in sheer, then yes, I suppose so. I suppose I'd be a nice sheen. I'd be comfortable in my body, sure.
Now, I totally get what you're saying, and I'm not opposing it, but there is something to be said about the vulnerability that you have to...
I wouldn't be vulnerable. I'd be in a bathtub like her if I had her computer artist work.
Well, before the computer artist work, you do have to sit in front of a camera and a camera guy and a bunch of people and actually be naked. So there's vulnerability there. And also, like, I don't know what we want from these women. It's the magazine that's doing it. It's the magazine that's saying, like, hey, you're irrelevant. You know how you can get relevant again or whatever, right? You know, her management or whoever. It's like, we haven't heard of Hillary Duff. There's some people listening to this going, who the fuck are you talking about? I don't subscribe to Women's Health or whatever. So I don't know. In order to gain relevance, you have to be so confident that you have to get naked knowing that they're going to airbrush you and then go, no, I don't feel old at 34. And right. Then have everyone go like, yeah, we totally relate. Because that's the thing that we're supposed to be doing here as women, I assume, is going like, yeah, I thought I was getting old at 34. But since you look so hot airbrushed, I feel better about myself.
Really?
If you could get... No, of course I'm not feeling that way. Of course not. But I think it's supposed to... I think if you don't feel that way, you're missing the point. You know, right. Like... And I see the vulnerability. And I see that Hillary Duff and every other, you know, person, not just female-bodied person, every other person has to feel thrown away.
Yes.
And then their representation has to go, you know how you won't feel thrown away? Feel confident in your 34. Here's how you do it. Act like you're 15.
Will Hillary Duff be 35, look in a mirror in her own house and go, fuck, I aged fast?
Which is so funny because, you know, the not airbrushed pictures of her are amazing.
Of course, I assume. Sure.
You know, she's like in incredible shape. So you're hoping that that means she's incredible health, you know,
right.
Because... It could be that she looks like she's in great health and rotting on the inside because they're like, no, you only get to eat apples between the hours of 1 and 7. I don't know what's going on. Did you read the interview? You were so moved by her butt that you read the interview.
I'm sure the words you really explained why they airbrushed. No, I didn't.
And that's the thing. Then she has to be interviewed and go, do you love your body? Yes, I know you're going to airbrush it. And also, I know this might not have even been my idea because I don't know who wakes up at 34 after not being seen. After she was very, very famous as a teenager. And she was always beautiful, like this very, you can't really argue, like what is that called?
Cute.
Where it's like, no, just like, you can't argue this person has the, you know, the eyes in the shape that
right.
we like and
oh,
the
right.
nose
everything's
that's not
symmetric
offensive.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, 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 very much. But for some reason, she's always been a little awkward and a little like, you know, because I think when people start before they're adults, they might not be entertainers. They right. might just be able to stand in front of a camera today. And I think I don't know how great of an actor she is. I don't know how great of a singer she is. But I know that this is the career that she got put in. So in order to be relevant, you have to continue doing it. And I really don't want to shit on her. She seems really nice. She did get vulnerable in front of the camera. So I don't want to be like, oh, Hillary, what are you doing? But it's the team.
It's the body issue. Just admit that your body was auto-tuned. That's all I'm saying. But speaking of rotting from the inside, this is what happened to me yesterday. So we did, or the day before, we did Diamond Dogs, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. And then I started playing Destiny with Craig after we did Diamond Dogs. Then next thing you know, it's like 1-2 in the morning, and maybe that's the bad time to get a shrimp parmesan from a diner you didn't have before.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What is a shrimp parmesan?
Like chicken parmesan, but shrimp.
No.
What?
No. Oh my God. Where did you? Oh my God. Somebody in your neighborhood invented a shrimp parmesan. And then you decided to eat it at 2 a.m. So it's the freshest fish. You know, everyone's buying the shrimp parmesan at what? A diner?
I see it online. They sell this stuff.
You know what?
Like Food Network and stuff gives me recipes.
Shrimp parmesan?
Yeah, I'm not. It's when and where I bought it. But yeah, there's a thing.
No.
No? Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Hey,
no.
I'm the one here sick, so I can't challenge it. I mean, today, now it's like 2 days later, and I love those Dole pineapple 6-ounce juices, and I just chug them down. I took like 2 sips, and I'm like, that's enough for now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have 2 bites of watermelon. That's where I'm at right now. I got a bucket next to me.
Ugh. And when you're nauseous, you have to sip water so slowly. Yeah. And you're so thirsty and everything makes you queasy. You really have a bowl. Is that a champagne ice bowl or something?
It's whatever I want it to be. I think it's a mixing bowl. I don't know where I got it because I don't have a mixer. So
it does look like a mixer bowl. Why do you have that?
I don't even know. Okay. Just like my t-shirts. I don't know any of this stuff I have. Kyle saw me the other day and she's like, I think I bought everything you're wearing.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
she picked out the glasses. She got me the t-shirt. She got me the jeans. She got me the shoes.
Did she go, you look good? Oh, right. I dressed you.
Right. If she complains, I'm like, I better look good.
For the record, if you're watching this on YouTube, this is not the t-shirt he's talking about. Everything
this is my
that
own.
Is,
this MailChimp shirt is my own.
It's not your own. It's somebody handed it to you and you keep doing ads for it.
Well, I didn't buy a MailChimp shirt.
No. Every other shirt that you don't get bought by the current girlfriend is an advertisement shirt for whatever company that you're like, oh, this fits good. Like if it's, I think a lot of people do this. If it's my size and it feels good, I'm leaving the house. I'm hanging out in this.
Sometimes you get lucky with these free shirts. They're tight on top but loose on the bottom. And you're like, look at this. And that was free. Fantastic. Fantastic. We were on the Diamond Dogs. We were
Wait, before that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You had your shrimp parmesan.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. It's like a shrimp parmesan. Okay. Had you ever ordered from this place before?
No.
Was it the only place open that had a shrimp parmesan?
So they must be ready.
Oh my God. What kind of place was it?
They had a lot of things.
Did you go next door to the gas station to get some sushi also?
I could tell by your tone that the answer is I did not. So, no. Okay.
Did you get some orange juice with the shrimp parmesan?
This is like everything that can go bad.
Disgusting. Okay. So when you got it, how big were the shrimp? Because Parmesan covers things and you don't see it.
They were the cheaper shrimps than I thought I'd get.
The little tiny ones?
Yeah.
Was there just an abundance of it?
There was a good amount.
Okay. Did it taste funny at all?
Perhaps.
Or was it like, oh, this is fishy, so it's not going to taste
like
chicken
Parmesan?
That's what
it was. Yeah. But I still should have stopped.
Okay. Did you have anything else before? Like, when was the time before you ate? Hours?
Hours.
Okay. So the combination of shrimp, LOL, There was sauce, right?
Well, my chick's never going to eat shrimp now. I mean, she doesn't touch fish as it is. And then she knows about this. And it's like, oh, that dream is over.
Well, she shouldn't if you're buying it. Was there tomato sauce on this shrimp?
Yeah.
Okay, so crazy acidic. And then there was a bunch of cheese that covered it so you can't even really see the shrimp.
Yes.
That'll make you throw up. Now it's 2 a.m.
Yes.
And it might taste funny. Did you eat the whole thing?
I ate a good amount.
When did you start feeling sick?
Not until the next morning.
Really?
Yeah. But then,
interesting.
But yeah, then I was feeling it.
And then Keith gets it in a very particular way. He goes, he texts us and he goes, I might not be able to do the show today because I'm feeling like I'm going to throw up at every second of every moment of the day. But if you feel like we should, I can do it. I'm just not going to be like 100%. And I was like, just fucking be sick today. He's like, how about tomorrow morning? I'm like, yeah, I want to see you in the morning. Okay, sure. I'm like, let's just get better. And then we can focus on whatever ad is supposed to happen today or whatever thing is supposed to happen today. And, you know, letting people down if there's no episode.
I'm like, when did you start? Kenda, I think I can do it. But every time I talk, I feel my stomach rumble.
Right.
If you don't mind.
That's what we do. Yeah. It's like, we have a dance show tomorrow night. Every time I twirl, I want to throw up, but I feel like I can do this number, you know, and good on you. You're trying to be like, you know, a responsible person, but ugh, did you look like death?
No, but you would know that I called you in between bathroom visits, for example.
Did you throw up in front of your girlfriend?
No, I was better by then. I happened to see her around 5. I called you around 2.
Have you ever thrown up in front of your girlfriend? Where she's in the other room, because you know, it's New York apartments. You can hear what's happening.
I do get acid reflux if I don't eat for a long time, and then I eat too fast. And
That's why I was asking when the last time you ate was.
Yeah, it was. It didn't feel like that. That acid reflux gets caught in my chest. This was in my stomach.
I see. Okay.
But yeah, she has been watching TV, and I threw up a little bit, and she never knew.
Sure, she didn't. Good job, Kyle. Okay. You did it quietly this time.
I have a way. You kind of throw up in your mouth a little bit and then you spit it out. That's like how you keep the romance alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what though? So she was coming over anyway. She was going to record her podcast, Shut Up, Mommy's Talking. And then afterwards, I still had sex. And I wonder if it's like cutters.
What? That's like going on a roller coaster. Oh my God.
Well, all your attention is that, you know, I said it's like cutters. All your, you don't feel the pain otherwise because you feel the cut, right? Well, here I'm feeling all the sensations in my privates. You know, the other things is like, it's not that important. The stomach didn't hurt as much as sex feels good.
You should be studied.
Well, then we finished sex and she goes, okay, let's do a little exercise, because she forgot I was sick because of that. And I'm like, baby, I'm sick. It's like, really? You were pounding me kind of. Well, I don't know. You should have known. You start on top, but you didn't. So I just went for it. And the next thing you know, we're in the mix.
Oh my God. That's cause for divorce. You're obviously lying. No, I can do the things that I like. I just can't do the things that you like that happens to make my stomach hurt right now.
Well, speaking of diamond dogs, look what I got. I say this because I was talking about it on Diamond Dogs. I bought my first sex toy.
I can't with that. Last night we had you weren't there because you were sick, but we had our meetup, our friendship meetup, and Craig told us that you got one. And I was like, what? He called it a sex robot, and he didn't show us the picture. He called it a sex robot, so we're all picturing this little robot who you're actually mounting, or at least right. I was. And I was like, what is a sex robot? That looks like a fleshlight, actually.
Yeah, it's like a thermos. And
it's like a thermos.
Right? people, you know.
It looks like a coffee cup from your local coffee.
It looks like I got a fancy cappuccino, and where I put my dick is the overflowing foam.
Yes.
I got to tell you, not really a fan. It feels like a lot of work. I figured out my hand. I've been working with that for decades. This thing is kind of stupid. I could see the idea of a woman having a vibrator. And like, it's, you know, Kyle can control this. I thought maybe that would be fun. But we're not going to But with a girl, like, she can have, we haven't done this or anything, but I could pick, she could have a vibrator on her, and maybe we're doing something fun in public, like, you know, you see in these dirty commercials. But what? I can't walk around with a thermos in my pants, so I can only do it at home, and then what? And then where are you? And then what's the point? It's like delivering pizza to a stranger's house to be an asshole, but you don't see the delivery. So who cares?
No, it's more like dominating someone without needing to touch them.
I understand.
You get to feel this way, you get to feel that way. I think you just don't like this robot.
I don't think I'm doing it right. And you know what? The instruction book, let me show you that. This is the size of the instruction book.
It's tiny.
It's so fucking tiny.
And how much instruction do you need?
I'm putting my dick in some. This should be a little more.
How much movement is there to that?
I don't know that. I think it's too tight. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be jacking off with it. The websites just show you like the inner workings of it, and then somebody getting pleasure with a sheet over them because they don't want to be too crass. I don't know if I'm fucking this thing right. I don't know. It doesn't feel like I'm doing it right.
What does the manual say?
It's like only 2 pages long because it goes into other languages. It says when you clean it with warm water. But I don't even know if I'm supposed to take out the sleeve and then clean between those. But I did. We'll see. On bottom, there's some kind of vent. They don't really explain what that is, but I can move it. All right. I'll figure that maybe that gives me more space or something. I don't know. It doesn't say. It just doesn't say. This is what happened. We stopped getting rule books. This is what happens. Now you got to blindly fuck things. I need manuals. Whatever happened to manuals? And what I thought you could do is like look up porn for this. And like I'm watching porn and it's buzzing as the woman's fucking.
Oh, that's next level. But what made you think that?
I've heard of it.
Where it corresponds to the movements on the video?
Yeah, like interesting. You know, they would have to set it. It's almost like adding those rumble seats to movies.
Right.
You make your movie, and then you add the rumbling. So you see the sex, then you add like when she's fucking slow or fast. That would be a good idea. Cool. But I don't see that anywhere. What I see is you connect to a Chatterbait account or something like this, and you're talking to a real woman that you have to beg or pay, and then she'll fuck and then connect. I don't want to. First of all, that's cheating to me. And secondly, I don't want a real person. I don't want hassle. Yeah, I got a thermos, so there's no hassle. It's too much hassle. And then you got to clean. First, it says clean before and after each use. Well, obviously, I'm going to do it after each use. Who has the time? But even that's a to-do.
Yeah.
I could just wash my hands. This is the dumbest fucking thing. $100 because I wanted something fancy. I know I only had it for one day, but that was a bummer.
Send it back.
Right?
Serious. Get your money back.
I am going to send it back. And what's good about this company...
Tell them to wash before or after your use.
Lovance is the company, and they say they donate to the needy, the ones that come back. So that's good.
Tell them to hold on to one of those pennies and to give you the rest of the money back.
Hold on to one of those what?
Pennies. When people say we give a piece of it to charity.
Oh, no. I mean, they're going to give the reused one to a family in need. That's just kidding. That is not true.
Oh, my God.
That is not true. but I did see something. But, you know, I don't know how. You can do it with VR, too. I guess you'd be talking to a real person, but you can have VR and this. And I'm like, I don't know. Something's going to short circuit with all that shit. I look like RoboCop, you know. There's a thermos on my dick and a headset on my head and controllers on my fingers.
Did Kyle help you with it?
No, because I did it by myself and it was hassle. So it's really going to take the fun away from it if we're trying to figure it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think for some
I'm shoving
people,
my dick in because it's too tight or something.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm not doing it right. Oh, well.
Prepare to get a bunch of emails on how to use that.
I'm curious. I mean, but yes, if I don't... But that's what I expected. I hope it's out there. And they'll be like, yes, Keith, just click the thing on the bottom. And here's a video, freeawesomeporn.com. Should have just asked. All right. I'm asking. We'll see. We'll see. My code is 26829. Okay. I'm just kidding. And people fight over buzzing me. And let's get to this then. More stuff. I was thinking about this Roe versus Wade. Still nothing new per se, but it does look like it could be. It looks like that it will be overturned because of a leaked document saying, "Hey, us judges are talking. We're definitely going to overturn it." And this is something I didn't think about before when we mentioned it. They're a court, obviously. The clue is in Supreme Court. When they make decisions, it's based on what? A case. There was no new case. They just got together and are going to overturn it or going to, you know, try to. There was no case that was presented to them. What you would need, for example, or what's normal would be like going, okay, Mississippi has a 15-week abortion law. You know, you can't get abortion after that. And then that would have to come in front of the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court would judge, are there new rules, this kind of thing. That didn't happen. They're just writing drafts behind the scenes ahead of time.
Is that legal?
I don't see how, if it could. It sounds like the Supreme Court could overturn Roe versus Wade. Is it legal? I don't think so. If that happened, it doesn't sound like it would be. But obviously it would be, because it happened.
Aren't they already jailing people for it?
I know that. I don't understand the difference between, you know, that Mississippi can already make it a law.
Right.
I don't
Isn't understand. That weird?
Yeah.
It's like, we're thinking of overturning it. Done. 1,200 people are in jail.
You know what it's like, I think? It's about these people that sell weed in New York City that had the balls to open a store before the rules came out. Now they're like, all right, let's try to sell mushrooms too. Fuck it. I don't, you know? Like, yeah. So maybe people, Mississippi's like, maybe they won't think it's a big deal if we just do it.
I don't really understand it, because it seems like it already got overturned and people are being jailed, and it's so sad. And there's, last night we were talking about how there are people who, if you go to a doctor and you're pregnant, you want to be pregnant, you're going to be pregnant. You're already on a list. And then if you have a miscarriage, you're on a list where they got to check you out. You can go to jail for having a miscarriage because they think there's foul play in some way. And you're a murderer now. Now you don't have the right to vote.
Right.
This is bananas that all of a sudden they're like, you know what? Not a lot of court cases for us. Let's bring up an old sitch.
Right. Stevie Nicks brought up, you know, thank God, you know, women, every time something like this happens, women luckily come out and say why they got an abortion, why it was so important to them. And Stevie Nicks said, you know, I got one and, you know, it would have ruined my life. And I obviously couldn't have done Fleetwood Mac. And then I saw online somebody, a guy, of course, wrote after that, oh, yes, because a band is more important than Fleetwood Mac. First of all, I don't think you've ever heard Fleetwood Mac. A baby's more important than Fleetwood Mac. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know. And then, of course, you click on that guy's name and it's, you know, their bio is basically, I love to troll and own libtards. Like, it really is about before the babies are born, isn't it? It really is.
But you know what would happen? It would be like, what about if that baby's born and has an even better band? And it's like, oh, now you care about bands. Right. Okay, so right. When do we start caring about bands? When the person does good?
And then you see women who had abortions and are somehow still anti-abortion.
How's that?
You do some kind of mental gymnastics so that you're not an asshole and why it was okay for you. But you know what the rules are, quite frankly. Life is important. And what are these people's problems?
First of all, life is not that important.
It's not but that important.
It's really not.
I'm Let fucking a thermos. I'm 48.
And second, you will never, ever get me to have a baby because you want me to. Nobody right. can. Not the law, not anything. And I heard that, like, if you want an abortion, you can go to the next state that allows it. But if you come back to your state that doesn't allow it and you're not pregnant anymore, boom, you're in trouble.
I see women that they hated that they did it. They hated that they were stuck in that situation.
I loved it. I can't wait to have another one. I can't wait. It's so much fun. I'm glad I admitted it. It's so much fun to say out loud.
Yeah.
It was like a spa vacation. And then I went right to work because, you know, I don't care about life, not my baby's life or not my life. You know what it is? It's a fucking horrible thing that you have to go through. But so is that dude jizzing in you. Right. What the fuck?
I didn't want to do it, but I had no other choice. Well, now you're starting to get it. Here's a story about one woman anti-abortion after she had one and had such an awful experience, so she doesn't think people should get them. This woman, Jaya, writes, which maybe could have been solved by having more readily available, less stigmatized abortions. Well, of course. Come on. You know who didn't have to go through any of this mess? The great Virgin Mother of Mary. Mother of God. Mary, the Mother of God. And I started, one thing led to another. I'm clicking something. Next thing you know, I'm looking up, what are the idiosyncrasies of this fucking Mother Mary, right? I didn't know this. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all fucking bullshit and dragons. But Mary is considered a virgin still, like always. She was always a virgin.
Right.
And that that God said, you're going to have the baby without sex, and then we're just going to close you up nice. So, like, did the baby bust the hymen? Then we're going to close you up nice, and you never... Joseph never fucked her. And so
they never
she
had
could be
child.
So pure. Like, there's something here. Tell me if this is making sense. There's something here about the way men were and are looking at women, that even just getting pregnant, having regular sex and getting pregnant would have made her less than perfect. So we're going to make up words and go, even though there's a baby inside her, last 9 months, comes out the way you've heard in the news on stone tablets, just she's a virgin. Just trust me, she's a virgin.
Right. It's better to have this crazy story than to not have been a virgin.
Yeah.
And I also think that maybe I never thought of this before until just now. What if, what's her husband's name? Joseph?
Joseph, yeah.
What if he was gay?
No shit. Technicolor Dreamcoat. I didn't see it, but I have a clue what it's about. You don't fucking say. Yeah.
What if they had an arrangement? And, you know, it's like a Mrs. Doubtfire thing, like, oh, then how'd she get pregnant if you didn't have sex? God works in mysterious ways, and I don't know.
Not only was Mary a virgin all the time. It's a retractable hymen. Like, it opens up like a fleshlight and then closes back up.
Don't act like you know what fleshlights do, okay?
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
You really don't.
Oh, I'm putting it in the back. Okay, that's for batteries.
That's what she said.
Hello. She didn't even have original sin. So we all have original sin because Adam and Eve, because Eve ate the apple. Again, the woman fucked up. Eve ate the apple. Now we're all sinful. And that's why...
You know what happened after Eve ate the apple? Right. God punished her and made her had a baby.
But for some reason, magically, Mary was not born with original sin. So that's how pure she is.
What? What's the test for that? You pee in a cup?
A group of guys in a big tower say so.
You know what? Okay. Here's another version that I just thought of, which is so horrible. What if she was just considered at the time so unattractive that no one wanted to claim it? Like, no, I didn't fucking know.
Right.
What the fuck are you talking about? No.
That's what I love about my idea. A movie about the birth of Christ, but Mary just happens to be dog ugly. And as a viewer, you can't really admit it because that's a person, you know. And we all love, we all don't body shame and stuff. But you just had a woman that had a mug that could stop a bus in a bad way. I think that'd be a good movie. Jesus was conceived without seed, and Mary incorruptibly bore Jesus. That implies that the rest of us that have babies, we were corrupted.
Oh, because having sex is corrupting the woman.
Is ruining that perfect, but you can, right?
I gotta say, maybe they're not trying to stop abortions. Maybe they're trying to save hymens because that's the sexiest part of a woman to some people.
Candace Aston.
I gotta say, those to like when we were growing up, and I don't know if this is still the case, it doesn't seem like it, and I hope not. It was such a treat for a guy to be like, yeah, she's a virgin. Mm-hmm. You know, such a big deal. Like, yeah, that's mine. It'll only be mine. I'll be the first. Like, all this shit. I hope that stuff's not happening. And if you're chasing a virgin, holy shit, are you that bad in bed? Right. Are you that horrible at like doing stuff to people who know what it should feel like?
Because you can't do it wrong. I guess that's why guys like that, because you can't do it wrong, or you just that like the idea of, you know, you have a pure thing, even though you're probably not going to stick with this virgin.
I think it's the idea of a pure thing, but I think like behind it, in a space where like nobody wants to admit, you're nervous and you don't want this woman to be like knowing about it. And that's why it's whorish to even like talk in bed, to tell a dude what you want, because it's like, how come you know what you want? Or are you, or being compared to another person? Again, that's how I grew up. Do you find that it's not that anymore? I don't think the virginity is as precious.
I agree. I wonder if just we're kids though, like did time go by, or are people in their 20s still talking like that?
I don't know. So if you're younger or if you have children, what are you teaching them? Because I was told to save my virginity until after I was married. When my mother found out that I had slept with more than one person, she was like beside herself. She didn't know what to do.
I was going to say this.
She didn't know what to do. Like there's something she could do.
Right, right. Candace Aston on Instagram wrote, somebody said, the Bible was ardently and unequivocally pro-life. So this woman, Candace, wrote, the entire basis of Christianity is God impregnating a teenager. By the way, people are guessing Mary was 16 if this ever happened. The entire basis of Christianity is God impregnating a teenager without her consent for the actual purpose of killing his own child. There's a lot of fucking death going on. You made Jesus to kill him. You made Jesus to kill him.
And not to negate the insanity of what you just read.
But it is based on an apple. It is based on an apple.
Sure. Right. Everything's based on an apple.
It really is. Hello.
Yeah.
An apple a day, they say. Yeah, right.
I assume people were married and having children by 16 at that time.
Just saying.
I assume that. Yeah. Just saying. But it is still a teenager. So if we're going by at that time, then you're still cool with it. We can't keep going by at that time and then go, but it was a different time. You can't reference the Bible for thousands of years ago and then go, oh, this is a different time. So then it has to be a different Bible if it's a different time. Decide if it's a different time or if we're going by the rules of like when.
And what's a different time to God? He didn't know mores would change.
Mores?
Is it M-O-R-E-E-S? He didn't know what we believe is right and wrong is going to change. He didn't know, you know, things that are standard, things that are law. He didn't know about that. Now he'd wait until you're 24, you know. He'd wait until your brain is formed at 25. But back then, it's just the way things were. You know? Doesn't matter what the fucking town was about. You're in heaven impregnating her. Who gives a fuck what the law was? Jesus.
And isn't it depicted as like, I think you just mentioned this before, he was sparing her having sex, which is, again, that idea, and this is how I was raised, it's not going to feel good for me. It's just going to be the thing that the guy wants, and eventually, after I'm married, I give that up. So when it felt good, it was like, oh, shit. But before, like, that was nerve-wracking. But before I had sex, I thought it would be just, I don't know, something I would have to tolerate or something. Mm-hmm.
Catholic school in Philadelphia, this is, you know, 2022, accidentally sold Valentine's Day themed fake roses. They were stuffed with lacy red thongs on Mother's Day. The school, Saint Anselm, serves pre-K through eighth grade, didn't realize their escape flowers were erotic gifts intended for couples.
You're so stupid.
This is so stupid. You're so keep that dumb in mind with everything I just said. This is a Catholic school. I feel like it's related. These are some dumb motherfuckers.
That's really dumb because you're going to pay extra for that. So I don't know where you're shopping. Also, like what browser? Like what URL were you on?
And why do you have to sell kindergarten through eighth grade? Why do you have to sell flowers in school? My school did that too. Carnations. And it was, you know, you definitely didn't do anything same sex. And you bought a carnation for a buck, somehow benefited the school. I don't know that it updated our math books, but okay. and you give the flower to somebody. But God forbid you kiss in the hallway. You know, that has to be stopped. But find a girl or a boy and you give them the appropriate flower, pink or blue. And don't fucking be a weirdo about it. Don't be funny. The teachers would get mad when people were funny. Give it, you know.
How are people funny?
You give the wrong color to the wrong sex.
Wait, you really had colors?
It was, yeah. you want a blue carnation or a pink carnation?
Oh my God. Yeah. So the school is constantly thinking about your genitalia, yes, enough to have different colors for the different genitalia that you have.
Yeah.
But don't worry about the Don't worry about the genitalia. Just go find someone with that genitalia and then just shut up about it.
Right. Right. And we did have sex ed, but we were in sixth grade. I need it now. A. B. When you do sex ed, let's not go right to the ovaries. The fuck am I going to do with the ovaries? I'm going to leave that to a doctor. Probably, if we get to the ovaries part of things.
What would you like your teachers to have taught you?
How to use a flashlight. What the fuck? I can't put my dick in a hole for some reason over here. I think I'd love to know, you know, maybe it's too much to know, like, what the women like, but I would have loved to know the clitoris is a thing. I would love, you know, it's not, wasn't that they never went, this is the hood, that means you're close. I didn't know anything.
Right. What are they teaching? Put it in this hole and then the rest is the biological insides?
I think it's just a man and woman to make babies and we're giggling and that's enough. And you might have real questions if we do this when you're 16.
Right. I also think, you know, there's not enough respect for the teacher that's going to teach it to you. That like you,
it's
you
the get gym teacher.
Yeah. You get a random teacher. You get the gym teacher. You get someone who doesn't want to be there themselves, who hasn't really had the education themselves to relay information to younger people. So
I get hurt playing baseball. I rub dirt on my wound and walk it off. This guy's going to teach me about my dick hole. Don't ask what he told me to shove up that.
I think it's obviously a lot easier for people now because you don't have to ask an adult. And I think that might be a little bit better. I don't know that you want the adults who are responsible for you in your life to be the ones to tell you that. It'd be nice if you had like an aunt or uncle or someone like a little removed, but now you have YouTube and you can ask your questions. You have Google, you can ask your questions and get answers without the discomfort of the teacher and without the discomfort of the other students laughing at the questions that you're asking, even though it's their question too. None of us know anything.
Right. You see, there's a baby formula shortage. Like it's a big deal. Four companies produce 90% of the baby formula sold in the U.S. And one of them, Abbott, who makes Similac, you might recognize that name, ended up for whatever reason. Because of poisons in the milk, closing a plant in Michigan, and #hashtag supply chain, and a lot of stores in New York too. Shelves are empty where the section would be for baby formula.
Wow.
The out-of-stock rate for formula is at 40% nationally. Three-quarters of parents, now because I picture guys, I want to say this because I picture guys listening to this and be like, and sorry, but part of the rules is just breastfeed. What's the big fucking deal? Three-quarters of parents of young children who use baby formula to feed their kids.
Yeah, it seems to be normal. I think we used to think like you're
a failure.
Yeah. But really, it's just some other thing. It's fine.
So Carrie Gravenson tweeted, okay, so no abortions. Woman is forced to birth unwanted baby. Woman puts baby up for adoption. Formula shortage. Woman is forced to have breast milk pumped for unwanted baby. Men feel fantastic. Everything is good. We said this on last week with Bianca, but I was talking about Judge Jeanine Pirro, she wasn't born with that name. She's an actually judge who somehow earned it. But she, you know, she's on right wing news shows, and she said that there's 63 million abortions a year.
That's crazy.
She goes, "It's too bad." That would be crazy because it's fucking crazy. Impossible.
It is.
There may be 63 million women that can of birthing age. But that wouldn't happen every year, and it just isn't happening. I'm acting like this is something we're supposed to debate and figure out. So what do you want, Jeanine? 63 million people a year in the foster care system? And by the way, who cares if it is? Let's say it is 63 million. You go, that's too many? What's the right amount? But let's say it's 63 million. Look into why 63 million people need abortions.
Right. It's
a big fucking deal. Right. We change laws based on the majority of people. If 63 million women, but what, they're just too lazy to help march? You just say shit. Well, anyway, the point is, again, stay safe and stock up on abortions while you can. That's all I can tell you. All right. You hear like, maybe the incest rape baby doesn't want to die. Since when do we listen to children? They're idiots. Guess who's even dumber than children? Fetuses. Dumb as rocks. You can make the decision.
Are you seeing the billboards around New York? I feel like I'm seeing them a lot more in the last year where it's like, this baby was going to be aborted. And it's like just a giggly, happy baby, or the smile is within 2 months of, you know, the toenails or this, and this baby could have been aborted. What are you talking about? Also, I think those are wrong. I think it's gas. I don't think they're smiling.
Right. Look into them. I don't know. How about you? Then there should be a billboard across from them, and it's the teenagers, and then it says too late. I heard somebody called it the 1 foot rule. As long as there's a foot still inside the mother, you can kill the baby. All right.
See, I feel like when we joke like that, the other side is like, look, they actually are cold-hearted fuck faces. And I'm like, I don't even own a gun. You do. Okay. I don't even have the possibility of killing a teenager if I had one. You can just pull it out and go, I thought it was a deer in my backyard. I don't know. Right.
Yeah, I think when I'm talking, I'm really talking to a young Keith Malik, because I know I'm not going to change a lot of these people's opinion. But what if you're just raised wrong? You think something's off and weird, and then somebody says something where you're like, "Oh yeah, no shit, I kind of knew that." That's who I'm talking to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, to like recognize that there is the possibility of a different understanding or a different thought process that is worth pursuing, because I think we are a level of sane that you have maybe majority agreed with, and we seem to have discussions that make sense and aren't pretending like this other thing is happening. So maybe you also understand that abortion is not killing a baby.
People think they're taking the baby out of the mother, they're giving birth to a baby, and Planned Parenthood in the back is chopping it up and then mailing it in for parts. Well, I was raised to know that is impossible. And so I am somebody that I can talk to. And that's why I do it. All right, we're all going to die. Policy Genius. Policy Genius is not an insurance company, but they are a marketplace that helps insurance shoppers understand their options. They compare quotes across multiple companies. You can do everything. You can get your quotes. You can buy a policy all in one place.
This is helping you be an adult. Like, it's really hard to pick something, to know that you're picking the right thing for something that's so important.
Yeah.
So they lay it out for you and go, hey, you don't have to do 5,000 Google searches and go through things. Here it is. We're comparing it for you.
You can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. How about that? Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. Policy Genius doesn't sell your info to third parties. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot. Policy Genius is Lovin's compatible, meaning if you have a sex toy. No, I'm just kidding. Policy Genius has options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people. Head to policygenius.com. That's what you do. Policygenius.com. Get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you can save. Okay, you're welcome.
Not even a discount code.
No, you're going to get your discount just fine.
50%. You don't even have to say that we sent you. Yeah. You don't even have to remember that we sent you.
That's right.
Excellent. Policygenius.com.
Just go there. Who are we talking to that we heard about protests? And oh, I think it was the Moros on the one before that last week on Keith and the Girl, where on football courts or basketball courts, people come. Okay, it was a specific court. I think it's maybe it's where they go in North. You know what? Let Rod say it. Anyway, people glue themselves to the basketball court. They were protesting something that they sold as food, I think. And it was some pita type thing. Mm-hmm. He made it make sense.
I don't remember either, but yeah.
I was more amazed that people are putting glue on their hands and sticking it on the court.
I thought it was their butts, or maybe that's just what I was picturing. Because right. when I think of gluing myself to the basketball court, I don't what's my hands gonna do, you know?
Well, so I never heard of this technique, but apparently it's a thing going around for protesters. Actor James Cromwell, yeah, you'll recognize his face.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Babe. He's now in Succession. He went to Starbucks in Midtown here in New York. He's supporting the Free the Animals movement from PETA. He was wearing a Free the Animals t-shirt. He glued his hand to the counter at Starbucks Broadway near West 40th. And they're protesting the cost of plant-based milk. You have to pay 70 cents more for plant-based milk. And they're saying this is bullshit. It makes people just get regular milk. Leave the fucking cows alone. It does not cost you any more. It's a trick that you're doing for people trying to be better. Here's my hand stuck to your counter.
You know what? I tried a different thing a couple of years ago. I tweeted at Starbucks, hey, it's whatever year it is. Maybe don't charge me extra for soy milk.
Right.
That's not extra. And I agree. I don't think they pay anything extra. And even if it is, stop it. Stop it. Milk is milk. But gluing your hands to something.
You know what they have now? You walk in now, they have a table on the side. And it says, this is your glue desk. Please enjoy. You know, it keeps them away from the customers.
See, here's the thing. For me, I think this is so rude to whoever's job it is to be behind that counter, because now I got to deal with you.
I would love it. I would find it. You're giving it's a break. I'm on break now. I hear you, James Conway.
Good attitude.
And I promise, here's a journal. Look, I'll show you. At the end of the day, I write in it what I did on my shift, who spat on me, all this kind of stuff. And James Cromwell, do you want to sign this? Oh, you can't? Okay. I'll just write James Cromwell. Don't pay extra for plant-based shit.
Well, that's such a good attitude. And you're right, because you're going to have a much better day than the person who's like, now I got to deal with this. Well, we are going to either deal with like pouring the milk or someone being obsessed with the milk, upset about the milk. The other thing I think is, this is so ridiculous that now we're talking about it. So these ridiculous protests actually do make something happen in terms of like getting the word out. But here's a famous person. You can actually just put out a video on your Instagram
right.
and get the word out.
Yeah, but he did put on Facebook Live, but it's bigger if you glue your hand.
And then, so you're on Facebook Live, who's holding the camera?
There's other, it sounds like there are other people, but they're really focusing on him because he's old and famous. But I just dump paint thinner on his hand. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. This glue can't be, like, he doesn't go, okay, so I got my message out, and then ripped the skin off his hands.
Right.
Like, it can't be hard to get this glue off. There's got to be protesting glue.
Also, how long are you at that counter? Because glue has to dry. This is either the best commercial for that glue, and the glue didn't get put out there, or I don't know. I'm seeing a sign that he's holding up, Starbucks and the vegan upcharge. I agree, but I think it's so funny that... it's like, it's the most luxury type of like, hey, I want to drink at Starbucks and I want you to not charge me Starbucks prices. It's an option to go to Starbucks.
Also, like, not for nothing. Go to the corporate office. What am I going to do at store number 8468? But okay. You know what? I'm taking down your complaint. You're not the first call we have. And this is everything I could do now, but I'm going to talk to the corporate office, promise. And does James Cromwell go, thank you. Can you call the hospital? I'm glued to your desk. That still happened. Oh, well. Only in New York. In New York City, the MTA is ordering its bus drivers not to automatically open their vehicle's rear and center doors for customers to try to stop them from freeloading. So people, you know, they open the doors, people jump out, other people try to quickly jump in the back. You can only pay in the front. Effective immediately to deter fare evasion, the agency says that the bus driver will not open the rear doors or the center doors unless it's necessary, of course, for an emergency situation. Well, there'll be some, believe me.
The new and for wheelchair access, they have to open that.
the new directive will, right. And then the bus driver goes, it's an emergency. And I'm in a wheelchair like, motherfucker, it's not an emergency. The new directive will ideally force potential fare beaters to enter through the front doors of the bus and be confronted by the driver if they don't pay. Uh-huh.
That's fun.
Okay. Sounds good. Just confront them if they don't pay. Okay. We'll put up a sign that they get extra punishment if they kill you. Okay. $5,000 in 10 years. It is a lot of punishment. Okay.
No one's coming through the front and trying to get away with it. You close the back doors, that time is over. But it does suck because I think it slows down the whole system because people leave through the back and other people enter through the front. And now it's not that. I don't know. I guess the MTA is suffering.
It's serious. It's so scary outside. And what were people fighting for about this COVID? Looking back, kind of a blessing. Anyway, mass shootings are up. Stamps.com. How about I print the stamps for my own house? How about I don't have to go to, as great as the post office is, if I don't have to go to that grand location and all the great interactions, that'd be good for me sometimes. Okay, all the times. Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, cost-effective. Right from your house. Stop wasting time. Start saving money when you use stamps.com to mail and ship. Okay? Sign up with the promo code KATG. This you want the promo code because there's something legal you need it for because they're giving away free stamps. That's free money. Sign up with promo code KATG for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free shipping and a digital scale. No long-term commitments, no contracts. Long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, enter code KATG.
I don't know why you're not doing it. I don't understand. If you're listening,
it sounds too good. It sounds too good. Go to stamps.com. They're going to give you free postage. Again, what? It's money, but it works. We know about stamps.com for years. Okay. That's it. Now, let me mention this again. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. The 24-hour marathon is up. You know that Dana Gould, Gilbert Gottfried, Jimmy Pardo, Joe DeRosa. I can't name them all. There's over 50 guests. It's all right there. It's very, 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 very fun. Also, tonight, Saturday, Silent Trailers. After this show, do a quick little dry throw up in this bowl when nothing comes out, and I'm going to be back and ready to go.
You know what's going to be bad? If you win tonight, and then everyone is like, you have to have a shrimp parmesan the night before every time. Shrimp parmesan.
And what's the deal with Silent Trailers if you're a VIP member, Kimda?
Well, if you're a VIP member, and you can become a VIP member, and find out all the goodies that you have in VIP, both in the same link, katg.com/VIP. Now, if you become a VIP member, you have all our back episodes. You have our bonus episodes that we don't post anywhere else, like last week on Keith and the Girl, where we review the week. Do you want to know what we think about the guests that arrived? Did they arrive late? Did we have any kind of confrontation?
And everything's extrapolated too, of course. Like when we were talking to Bianca, I love the point she brought up. First of all, we were talking about Roe versus Wade and about guys being, you know, naturally it leads to guys being assholes. And Kendra brought up her point where you ever notice you're talking to a guy about another guy and that guy is always like, yeah, men are dickheads. Am I saying this right? And it's like, well, so men know men are dickheads.
I don't remember this, but like, it is my point where, you go, it used to be like, oh, why did you go to his hotel room?
Yes.
And I'm like, why? Did you know he was a rapist? Like, am I supposed to assume all of you are rapists? And it could be men talking to you. Like, why would you go to the hotel room with me? You know, there's a chance I'm going to rape you. You know, we're rapists. And I'm like, holy shit. Are we listening?
Right. And Bianca brought up the point where she said, man, aren't guys like the worst, to her mom? And her mom was like, Bianca, don't say that. And she goes, really, mom? Because anytime you meet a nice man, you go, oh, he's actually pretty nice.
He's one of the good ones.
He's one of the good ones. Oh, I thought that was funny. So yes, last week both Bianca's there, the Moros are there, it's all there.
We also have Chew and A.
Chew and
Every
A.
Wednesday, you get a new episode where we go through our back catalog. Chew, Newsy Chew goes through our back catalog of that date. So let's say today is May 14th. If we were recording today, we have 17 years of May 14th. And so for those who are new listening, what I heard is the new listeners listen to Chew and A, and it sort of like catches you up on the whole history of Keith and the Girl. If you can't listen to all 3,500 plus shows, that kind of tells you, oh, that's the relationship. When they bring up Patrice, that's what that is. What happened with Jesse Joyce? That's what that is. Like all that kind of who's this spooky guy, you know? And then also we talk about his week, which is always crazy. And he's like, oh, I had a boring week. I fucked like five dudes. One had like a Nazi flag, but I didn't see that until after. So I feel like that's not on me. Now, that's not exactly accurate, but I don't know how off I am. You know,
you're not too far.
So, and there's other stuff. There's Keith's show. My name is Keith. And I believe the last episode is about my breakup, my divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's What's My Name, where I interview people about specific topics. So you can actually look through a topic. We recently talked about asexuals. A few years back, I interviewed an asexual comic about what is it like. And all the top, like, I interviewed a belly dancer. What's that like? And so much more. And you brought this up because not only did they get the back episodes, they get a free ticket to Silent Trailers. Yes. So get your free ticket at keithandthegirl.com/VIP. If you want to come backstage for extra goodies, you get a discount as well at keithandthegirl.com/VIP. And this is how we keep Keith coming back, even though he has poison in his stomach from some shrimp weird thing. Because you VIPs, all the people who help support the show, if you're supporting our supporters by going to stamp.com and policygenius.com, that lets people know that we can keep going. So thank you all so much. I'm so excited for tonight's show. You can come to it right from your living room. I love that. I've come to live Zoom shows from the couch, from the bedroom, high as fuck on edibles. You can have your popcorn in your life. It's whatever you want. It's party time, USA and around the world. Order your food, make your food, and just, it's such a fucking fun time. Do not miss it. If you're a VIP, grab your ticket. Do not miss it. Click the button and you're on. I promise you, it is a fun time. Give it 5 minutes and see if you can turn it off. I can't fucking wait.
There you go. All right. Thank you, everybody. Good seeing you. And we'll talk to you tonight.
KeithandTheGirl.com. Shrimp Parmesan.